This is GQDN for Friday, October 11th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious stuff. Lovely stuff. Yes, good stuff. When you do, go to the checkout line on swiftenergy.gg. You put in the promo code QUEST. That way you get 25% off of your purchase. Yummy, yummy, yummy. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a fan-made movie. Forza Motorsports celebrates a one-year anniversary. And we finally got some Xbox news? What? We'll begin today with Steam, because Engadget.com said that Steam is now telling players that they are buying a license, not a game. And how are they doing that? Well, when you go to your shopping cart on Steam, the screen will say, quote, "A purchase of a digital product grants a license for the product on Steam," end quote. Now, if you do play on your computer and you do use Steam, that will show up. And that might be because, according to the website, the new California law, which we spoke about earlier this week. So, just so you know, that is what's going to be from now on Steam. But Nintendo doesn't want you to say anything about it. Okay, maybe not that. GameSpot.com said that Nintendo told the Switch players, don't talk about an online test. So, and they said that up on Twitter. All right, here's the quote. Note, players will not be allowed to talk about the contents of the playtest. You must accept an NDA before the software can be downloaded. That was from Oatmeal Dome on Twitter. But what were they testing? Well, it's the test software that they were testing out. And right now, that playtest will run from October 23rd to November 5th. And if you want to participate, you have to have an active Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack membership. Don't talk about it. We just did, just to let you know about it. Now, what are some developers doing? There's some former Disco Asylum developers that's working on a game, and this is coming to us from both Gamatsu and Engadget. Now, they're working on a game called Night Shift, and it will launch for PC and Steam with no announce date given. But why did they make a new studio? Well, there was a press release from the narrative director, Grant Roberts, who was from Bungie, Rocksteady, those two companies. He said, quote, "At Longdue, we're inspired by decades of classic RPGs from Ultima and Wizardry through Fallout and Planescape to the just-developed-adored Disco Elysium. We're excited to continue that legacy with another narrative-first psychological RPG where the interplay between the inner worlds and external landscapes is the beating heart of the experience." Because he's talking about the game. Now, there is some writing on the novel of where the world of the 2019 game was based for Disco Asylum, where the lawsuits were filed against ZANUM about that, and they were resolved there last year, which is why there's a new studio. So we'll see what they make. Maybe it'll be up on Xbox, because ArsTechnica.com and Eurogamer said that Xbox might be on the Android shops here very soon. Well, that's because the U.S. court did rule earlier this week that Google has to open the Play Store to allow some third-party apps and an alternative pay options. And Microsoft is getting in line with that. That's what Sarah Bond, president of Xbox, did post on Twitter. Quote, "Our mission is to allow more players to play on more devices, so we are thrilled to share that starting in November, players will be able to play and purchase Xbox games directly from the Xbox app on Android," end quote. So it will be done in November. But right now there's no hard date for that to happen. So it's going to be very interesting. And we will see how you can connect your Xbox controller to the phone. Whether it be like a Bluetooth thing, which is entirely possible. Or maybe a backbone. That will work. Speaking of hardware. PC Gamer did say that NVIDIA's RTX 5070 might be a reveal for the CES 2025. Might be. It's Rumorville. We're packing up the clothes and getting the kids in the car because we're going to Rumorville. Let's go. Now, the report actually came from WCCF Tech, and the 5070 could debut alongside a bigger video card in next year's show, because NVIDIA has shown off the top-end cards first, along with some mid-range offerings making the appearance a month or two or five later. So we shall see what happens there. But we know that NVIDIA does make some good graphics cards. And you know what they play. Polygon said that Tomb Raider may be getting a remaster. And not the first Tomb Raider, no. 4, 5, and 6. And they are going to be out on February 14th. That will be on every platform. Every platform. PlayStation, Xbox, Steam, Switch, PC. Well, the Epic Game Store. I didn't say Switch. And that's what Crystal Dynamics did announce today, because they went back to 1999. Tomb Raider, what, that was released in 2000. And 2003's release of Tomb Raider, Angel of Darkness. Once again, all three will be on your consoles on February 14th for everybody. Forza Motorsports don't care. Pure Xbox did say that Forza Motorsports is celebrating its first year anniversary, and it's going to get a major update. So the update will arrive on October 14th. It'll be free for all players. It'll have a new drift mode, Sunset Peninsula, that's a new track, have some new options, practice and qualifying in private multiplayer races, 3 new cars, all free. 2024 Ford 25 Mustang RTR, 2024 Ford 88 Mustang RTR, and 2024 Ford 130 Mustang RTR, along with more race regulations. So 1 year coming in big. There's going to be a new update for Star Rail as well. Honkai Star Rail version 2.6 via Gematsu.com will launch October 23rd, so in 12 days. And that looks like it will have more content to it, and will introduce the third Stimulated Universe DLC. So there'll be more storyline and more things to come, obviously. So we'll see what they bring. Oh, and somebody made a GT Online film. According to Eurogamer, it's going to come to US cinemas along to some global streaming services. So this is going to be a documentary. It'll be about Grand Theft Hamlet. And that will tell the story of two unemployed actors who are staging a performance that's within the GTI genre. And it was directed by Penny Grills and Sam Crane. So we shall see what happens with that one. I'm not going to give too much of the storyline. However, Mubi did say on Twitter, quote, "An innovative, immersive take on Shakespeare's Hamlet, shot entirely inside the world of Grand Theft Auto. Penny Grills and Sam Crane's festival hit Grand Theft Hamlet is coming soon to U.S. theaters, streaming globally." Here we go. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge for the weekly show, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Be there or be square. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. So until then, play some games, people.